The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your late edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, it's kind of one of those Fridays where everything goes wrong, but you're still happy because it's Friday? Yeah, it's been one of those days for me. It's the 25th of January, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Now, this story's actually started off with a lot of people being completely pissed off at Apple. You might have heard they were having a photo contest, you know, shot on your iPhone. They were going to pick winners, and then they'd put that up on the billboard somewhere. And oh, boy, it sounded so fantastic until we found out you ain't going to get a dime. Yes, past couple of days, Apple's been facing a lot of backlash from artists and creators on their shot on an iPhone challenge. They were going to choose 10 photographers in a series of marketing campaigns, and they were going to pay them anything. Just like, hey, look, you're on an Apple product, ain't that good enough? Basically, you'd sign all of your rights away. And I guess they thought you'd be happy just sitting back, thank you, well, at least I'm on an Apple billboard. Well, that's all changed at the time of doing this podcast today. Apple's actually updated their original announcement, and they've added a few words that I think will make a little more people happy. Apple says they believe strongly that artists should be compensated for their work. Duh. That wasn't there. I had to throw that in. Photographers who shoot the final 10 winning photos will receive a licensing fee for use of such photos on billboards and other Apple marketing channels. So at least you'll be compensated. They don't say how much. Maybe here's a dollar. Thanks. But at least they've acknowledged the concerns. Sonos, yeah, they make pretty good speakers, don't they? So you'd think they'd probably make pretty good headphones, too. Well, apparently that's what they're thinking, so that's what they're going to do. According to Bloomberg, Sonos is working on a pair of high-end headphones. Yep, high-end, you heard that correctly, so this ain't going to be cheap. And it's going to launch sometime next year. Lisa's going to give you enough time to save up $300 for the things. Yep, that's what we're hearing right now, $300 for these high-end headphones. Now, from what we're hearing right now, the details are a bit limited, but what we're told, the headphones will support multiple smart assistants. Which makes sense. The latest Sonos speakers, yeah, they do that thing too. Of course, I'm sure it ain't going to be all roses and chocolates and whatever. They're going to face a lot of competition. Bose is one of them. Yeah, Apple, after they acquired Beats, yep, there's another. Ever thought of a good tweet? Tweeted it out and said, yeah, that's classic. And then you find out somebody stole it. Well, that may not happen anymore. Twitter is now testing out a new way to make it easier for the person who actually started that tweet. Yeah, the whole thread to go down. It'll actually say original tweeter. The company said earlier this month it would publicly test some context and organization features, and apparently this is one of them. They're hoping this feature will actually reduce some types of abuse. I think it's more of, hey, I thought of it first. Now, this won't be for everybody yet. Heck no, that's not how this works. More than likely, you're going to be seeing it from the ones with the little blue thingy first. And if it seems to work well, I'm sure the rest of us will get it sometime. Look up there in the sky. It ain't Superman. No, it's Zuckerberg again. Yep, looks like Facebook's returning to the skies. And you probably guessed what those things are. Yeah, those would be drones. Last year, it actually tried to do this and decided to ground the project. However, though, get ready for Facebook Solar Drones version 2. Yep, they're now working with aeronautic giant Airbus way down there in Australia. Yep, they're trying to find a way to deliver internet from those flying solar-powered drones to areas, well, where you just can't get a single drop of bandwidth. As far as getting any comment from Facebook regarding this sort of version 2 of their solar-powered drones, they ain't saying anything. Apparently, they're not wanting to jump the gun like they did last time. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. That's where you can find our podcast, our blog, and review section over there for you. Find us on Facebook and Instagram as well, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join in the fun at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, headed into the weekend. We, however, though, will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday and have a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.